All right, so this meditation is an inner child version of the ideal parent figure protocol, where we will use ourselves as the caregiver. For some people struggle with doing the ideal parent figure protocol because they've had very bad experiences with parents, and this is the kind of stepping stone for those people to start with. Okay, good. So now find a comfortable, quiet place. Now start settling in, relaxing the body, straightening the spine, and push the crown of the head up towards the ceiling. That aligns the whole body. And notice this pleasant quality of attentiveness, alertness, and relaxation. Notice how the whole body just hangs off of the spine effortlessly. Okay, good. So now we're going to do three deep breaths. So now inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. Exhale. Now inhale very, very deeply. Retain the breath. Exhale. One more time. Inhale very, very deeply. Retain. Exhale, extending the exhale, feeling all the relaxation. Okay, good. Now we're going to do a quick body scan to relax the body just a bit more, feeling the feet and legs. The feet and legs relax naturally on their own accord. And now feeling the hips, abdomen, and chest. And the hips, abdomen, and chest all relax on their own accord. And feeling the shoulders and upper back. Shoulders and upper back relax on their own accord. And now feeling the arms and hands. And the arms and hands relax. And now feeling the neck, face, and head all relax. Now take a deep, deep, deep breath and feel the whole body all at once. Now exhale, exhaling with the whole body, all at once. Now you're feeling very relaxed and at ease. You're sitting on top of a cloud, big, white, fluffy cloud, and it starts rising and rising. And it takes you to a safe place, way up in the clouds. And now look at the mind. Notice how relaxed you are. Notice the scenery, all the white and blue. Notice how good it feels in the body. And only a minute or so has passed, but it feels like it could have been a week or a month that you've been sitting here relaxing. Okay, good. Now, what we're going to do is have you split yourself into, there's going to be an ideal version of your adult self on the one hand, and on the other is a child version of yourself. The child version of yourself is going to be between the ages of 1 and 5 years old. So go ahead and imagine that. And now also notice how no one can know the needs of the child version of you better than the adult version, the ideal version of your adult self. Just to make the language a little bit easier, I'm going to just say child and adult. Okay, so, and also notice how the adult would never hurt the child. Makes no sense. You'd never hurt yourself. And now the child version starts feeling a bit calmer and more relaxed, more at ease. The child sees that he or she is understood, seen. That the child's experience is valid. Completely understood by the adult. And it makes perfect sense. Of course, the adult understands. And the adult tilts his or her head in such a way to convey understanding. Sure, I understand what you're going through. And there's a mirroring of the emotion on the adult's face. But then kind of in a sense behind that mirroring of the emotion that's coming up for the child is complete acceptance, love, and actually delight. The adult delights in the child just for however the child is right now. It's a completely unconditional love, support, and delight. The child really feels seen. So just keep elaborating the scene and I'll check in with you shortly. And notice how the child is starting to settle in, get calm, and actually be able to take in the support of the adult. Also notice how the behaviors of the adult are perfectly calibrated perfectly responsive to the child and the child's needs. And also the adult is physically affectionate with the child in a way that's ideally suited to the child's mind state right now. So if the child wants to be held, picked up, hugged, the adult does that. But if the child wants to be set down and wants to play, then the adult sets the child down and watches the child play gleefully. Notice how the child has no concerns about the mind state of the adult. The adult is an ideal version of you as an adult. And this ideal version doesn't have any needs that the child would need to meet for you. The adult version doesn't need the child to idealize it or to role reverse the adult parent, and the child doesn't need to be parentified and take care of the adult. Rather, the adult is a parent. Now really, and go over to the child and inhabit the child as a first person. And take in what it's like not to have to worry about the adult whatsoever, and to feel totally safe, totally supported. Really taking that in. And also notice how this is a total pleasure for the adult. The adult delights in taking care of the child. The adult does have a duty to the child, but it's a duty of joy. It's an absolute joy for the adult to be there for the child. Just keep developing the scene and taking this in. I'll check in with you shortly. And now think back to childhood, to your actual childhood, and find some sort of need that never really got met satisfactorily. Find some sort of thing that really just did not go well for you. Take a moment to find that. Now go ahead and describe it. So where were you? What happened? What was this like? Yeah. And now how did that make you feel? Go ahead and put words to that. Sure. Okay. Now, have the ideal adult version of yourself go into the scene. Now, the adult takes you, the child, out of the scene and brings you into a room or a space of some sort that the adult completely controls, so that you're totally safe and totally taken care of. And now the adult starts to soothe you, to comfort you. Uh-huh, sure. The adult sees what's going on. Okay, sure. The adult would feel the same way. As a matter of fact, the adult had similar experiences and can completely relate. And there's this mirroring in the face of the adult, so that the child actually knows the adult sees and feels exactly the way that I feel, really understands. But the adult is not actually emotionally dysregulated. The adult is calm and totally supportive. Maybe the adult gives the child a hug, maybe a rub on the back, and continue to listen and understand. So go ahead and tell, and have the child tell the adult about what this was like. I'll check in with you in a minute. Mm-hmm, sure. Mm-hmm. The adult totally understands, totally gets it, and sees how this is really upsetting. Sure. And the child is really able to take in this support, to take in this comfort. And the pain is still there, but there is a sense that it will get worked through. The child has this unconditional support of the adult. The adult is endlessly patient and endlessly happy to be there. The child doesn't have to worry about the mind state of the adult. And the child does start to feel a bit better. Keep elaborating the scene in a way to keep fitting it more and more ideally to your needs. I'll check in with you in a minute. And also, if there's a bump in the road or two within the visualization, that's perfectly fine. That's expected. The adult assures you that that's part of it and it's fine. Just keep going, visualizing the scene in such a way to really get your needs met by the adult. The adult is so happy to do it. Also, the adult credibly assures you that you won't have to have this experience again that you reported earlier on. that the adult will be taking care of you now, and that you can even leave that behind. But there's not a bit of denial of your experience in that statement. The adult knows what you went through and that it was difficult, but assures you now, if you stay with him or her, and you will, that you won't have to deal with that again. And you notice how this is very emotionally regulating. Now let's reflect back on this for a moment. You were seen. Your experience and emotions were seen as valid and understandable, entirely valid and understandable by the adult version of yourself who did have similar experiences. Also, you were allowed to be a child and have needs. You didn't have to worry about the mental states of the adult. Take that in. Also, the adult credibly let you know you're not going to have to deal with this anymore, that there's a brighter future without these difficulties and without your needs being frustrated. Now notice what that does to the body and the mind, how much better you feel. It's like a big burst of fresh air. Now inhabit the child's body and mind as a first person and really feel that. Things are looking up. Things will go well for me. I have this support. Now notice how you're more and more emotionally regulated. And as you get so emotionally regulated, the exploration mechanism naturally turns on. And the adult encourages you to play and explore. So now we're going to change the scene, and the child will stop playing and exploring the world. And the adult version of you is just right there, watching, making sure that all goes well, but it's not a hovering. The adult is also very confident in the child. The adult is looking on and really delighting in the explorations of the child and the play. This is so satisfying, so wonderful. I really touch into how this is meaningful. You're doing the explorations that are meaningful to you right now, and you have total support. This is such a breath of fresh air. Touching into this wonder of exploration. Now keep going and elaborating with the scene. And I'll check in with you shortly. Touching into this childlike wonder. The world, it's like it's brand new. There's a glimmer. There's a sparkle to it all. It's likely very colorful, possibly pastel. Notice how you have total support. There's a difficulty encountered in the exploration. It's not a problem. You'll be supported. And now even imagine that there is a little bump in the road, a little disturbance, and that you all of a sudden you don't feel good anymore in your exploration. And now look, the ideal adult version of yourself comes running over and soothes you. The adult knows you're going to be fine. Maybe the adult hugs you, rubs your back, wants to know what the problem was. Oh, what happened? The adult understands the little bump in the road, and you can see how the adult is confident in you. You can do this. You can get back on the horse. How wonderful. And now look at the mind. You're so emotionally regulated that quickly, 10 seconds. Wow. And now what happens? The exploration mechanism turns back on. The mind inclines towards exploration, play, and discovery. And again, you're elaborating the scene, this imaginary scene of play and exploration. What is meaningful to you? So go ahead and keep going with that, and I'll check in with you shortly. And now also notice this sense of agency, this sense of efficacy. You're getting your explorations done. You're doing it. Take in what that feels like. You're able to emotionally self-regulate by yourself or with the ideal version of your adult self. And you really feel like, wow, I can do this. Make a deep impression of that. Now keep going with the explorations and the visualization. Now one last time, touch into the wonder. The glimmer of life. Okay, good. So now we'll start wrapping up the meditation. But before we do, look back at this experience. The adult version of yourself, an ideal version of your adult self, took care of the needs of the child version of yourself. Your experiences were completely understood and you were comforted around them. You had unconditional support and you got emotionally regulated after just a few minutes of being comforted so skillfully. And then what happens when we get emotionally regulated? The mind turns towards exploration. And that's what happened. And you see how you start exploring the world, but particularly you explored what was meaningful to you. You weren't exploring out of a place of needing to prove anything to anybody because you already had all your needs met. And then now touching into how meaningful and exciting your explorations really were and how you could do them given the secure base that you had in your adult self. Making a deep impression of this. Now I'll count from 5 to 1. And when I get to 1, you'll be present in the room and settled in the experience. 5, 4, 3, 2, one, settled in the experience and present in the room.